Have you ever heard of a Scofield Bible?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So C.I. Scofield was basically a student of John Darby, and he adopted that part of the doctrine, and he incorporated that into the Bible. It was the first Bible ever made that had study notes with it. We have all kinds of Bibles now that have, you know, concordances and study notes and all kinds of stuff that go along, but this was the first one that was ever made. It became so popular. Every Christian was reading it. Every minister was reading it. And this continues today to this exact second. My own dad, when he went in seminary and was, you know, wanting to become a minister, they said, make sure you have a Scofield Bible now when you come to class. Have your Scofield Bible. Scofield Bible also adopted that entire John Darby philosophy of Christians will not be here when the bad stuff starts to happen. And most Christians still believe that. Matter of fact, a lot of my friends that are Christians are going to watch this interview are probably right now going, hang on a minute. Now, hang on. So this is pushing back against a doctrine that's been in existence now for coming up on 200 years. The problem with that doctrine is there's several places in the Bible where it talks about what's going to happen prior to Jesus Christ coming back to the earth. When he does come back, that is when what we call the rapture happens. The word rapture is nowhere in the Bible. It talks about us being caught up with him and pulled out of here, and then the ultimate wrath is poured out on this planet. That's what we call the rapture. So that's not in debate. The question is, what happens leading up to that? It's a good question to ask, right? For some reason, nobody ever preaches that. They don't want to talk about what all happens prior to it. So if I can I just read if we have time? That's why I love the thought of this interview.
I do too. But just to be clear, what you're saying is the Scofield Bible, its theology is deceptive.
I'm saying that the same way the media takes a factual situation and twists it and gives you a version of it, which we all know we're force-fed every single day, the same exact tactic was used in 1830 by John Darby. And guess who he was connected to, by the way? The Rothschilds.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was connected to the Rothschilds family back in the day. That he did the same exact tactic and twisted that. I don't know why he did that. It worked because it took off. And I mean, there were churches popping up everywhere right after that. I'm saying that, including me, including my own father, for a long time, that's what we believe too. But when you start actually going back and reading line by line by line what is said that will be leading up to Jesus coming back, which is when the rapture happens, it's the inverse of what John Darby put down.